Anyway, the man has arrived. Our guest has arrived. Define's been here for a while because he's been staring in through during the quiz.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Gino Ginelli.
No, it's not Gino Ginelli.
I'm blaming him because I think he put me off.
Yeah, before Milo comes in, Gino Ginelli's going to come in first. He has some Dolphy Fuji for us to try out.
Tutti frutti.
Tutti frutti.
So Milo's here and we'll chat with him in a bit. He's very smart. Somebody said he looks like he's still in his outfit from the BAFTAs, which I hope that's not the case. Alan, have you been saying hello to our guest?
Yeah.
Right, is he still here? You haven't put him off?
He's still here.
You haven't bored him to tears, have you?
Not yet, no. I've been telling him about Aberystwyth, but he doesn't really want to know.
Right.
Without a big weekend, actually.
Without embarrassing Milo, Carrie has revealed that she has a bit of a tingle when she looks over
it's
at
amazing
Milo.
How many women actually walk through the live lounge?
No, they're
there is my. He looks very smart. Carrie's pointed at you.
He's got his finger on you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he'll make you fly.
Yeah. And a bit of butterflies there.
Right.
And relax.
Well, I've got to say, he's safe with me. I don't want to sleep with him.
No,
oh, there he is. Look.
He's behind you.
Milo's just walked straight in.
Hi.
I've never seen Carrie go that colour. That's brilliant.
I really want to run and hide now.
This wasn't in the briefing.
No, now you've got to you've got to be able to read your sport bulletin. Mm. Are you going to be all right?
He's touching me. I've gone really hot.
By the way, Milo, just so you know, Carrie is the most ticklish woman you'll ever meet in your
Don't
life.
Don't make him tickle me. Don't make him tickle me.
I won't. Okay.
And she's getting married in a week. So it's the last week.
Can I just say, Milo is like a mime. He's not actually speaking. He's like one of those mascots at the football.
Marcel Milo.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, Milo. We'll meet you properly in a bit. We're going to do... there he is. And now Alan's taking him away. This is nice. Maybe without a script, he can't speak.
Carrie, are you all right? Seriously.
No.
I thought you were going to hyperventilate.
No.
Hey, but by the way, Alan is giving you evils.
Yeah.
He's mine.
Yeah, he took me.
I had to ruin it for you, but behind your back, he was making the vomit.
Really?
So he was like that.
Oh.
Right, okay, this is going to be an interesting morning for Carrie, if nobody else. Milo Ventimiglia is Peter Petrelli in Heroes. We shall meet him and chat with him in a bit. Carrie's met him already and she's shaking.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is Radio 1.
A little cheeky scamp. You gonna be alright?
Yeah, I'm just really hot.
Right.
Unbelievable. Do you want me to read your headline?
No, I'm fine.
Oh my God, don't look. He's just taking his trousers off and he's now waving them around his head like a cowboy with a lasso.
Saying, Carrie be mine, Carrie be mine.
He's saying, yee-haw, yee-haw. No, he's not saying it.
No, that's just in my head.
Right, let's get on with it then. It's 4 minutes past eight. Nice. The Chris Moyle Show. Right, let's bring in our guest, Mr. Milo Ventimiglia. And here he is. Hooray!
Hooray!
I'm like waiting for a dog's
name. I can actually speak at this point.
Yep.
You're allowed to speak. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Hello.
You're very smart. I like that. Look at you.
Hi.
Nice suit.
Thank you.
It's very nice. You look very good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome.
How's it going?
Everything is good. Everything is all right.
And I can see we've already lost Carrie, so...
Carrie is, we won't allow Carrie to be in the same room as you now.
Really?
Because we don't trust her with you.
I see. Yeah.
She may leap on you.
Like a cougar.
Exactly. And quite frankly, you know, which wouldn't be too bad, but quite frankly could probably do better. So that's why we go into the room. Am I joking?
That's a bit mean. I'm waiting for you to jump on me and pounce on me.
Well, you don't want that.
If you play your cards right, by the end of the interview, I'll be all over you like a rash. Like
awesome.
A chic suit.
That sounds good to me.
So I'm saying, I apologise, I have to do this, but I bet in every interview you do, you have to talk about your surname. So I'm right in saying you're Milo Ventimiglia.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
That is the best pronunciation I've gotten, I think, the whole trip.
Well, we did it, we got a jingle sung for you. We have jingles that sing all our guests' names.
Okay.
And they got it wrong. So this is what it ended up being. So, Ventimiglia.
I think they switched the G and the M.
Right, okay.
Ventimiglia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we did this instead.
The Chris Moyle Show, Peter Petrelli from Heroes.
That's so much easier.
Absolutely.
So that's what we did. By the way, feel free to sit down. You can sit down.
No, I enjoy standing. One of my closest friends in the States, he's a producer on a radio show.
Right.
And his host stands up.
Okay.
And so whenever I walk into the show, I'm just standing there, almost like security. Just
okay.
Arms folded, waiting for something to happen.
And when you go into their show, do they always have one lazy person sitting down who's feeling very self-conscious that he's the only one not stood up? Like Dave?
Yes. No.
I'm okay sat down.
Are you all right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll stand up if you want.
Well, no.
No.
I'm quite,
relax.
You know,
it's
as
fine,
long as...
Yeah.
I always stand and Dave always sits.
It's not a bad thing. It's preference. It's preference.
Absolutely.
Dave.
But now you're the only one sitting down.
It doesn't bother me.
All right, okay, fine.
Odd man out.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, good. Where do you live, Milo?
I live in Los Angeles.
Very nice.
Down by the beach.
Down by the beach?
Close to the beach. I won't say down by the beach, on the beach, but close to the beach.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it's a good neighborhood.
You got a big house there?
No, it's modest.
Really?
It's nice. You know, I don't have any family living with me. Don't really spend much time at home. I've kind of been on the road promoting a movie and mm-hmm. going to the BAFTAs and press out here, so...
So it's a bachelor pad?
It is.
Wow. I bet that's seen some action.
Calm down, Carrie.
Hey, Carrie could go.
Carrie, you really need to come back in here and hang out with us.
No, you know she doesn't. She'd
you can put Marcel Marceau, Buster Seriously. Keaton, and just be quiet.
It wouldn't be right.
No? Okay.
No, yeah. Although, if you do get bored, you can just go and tickle it, and it's amazing to watch the reaction. So where are you from originally?
I grew up in a town called Orange, which is 45 minutes south of
right,
Los Angeles.
Me too, that's where I'm from.
As in Orange really? County?
Yeah. As in Orange County,
right.
the OC.
Mm-hmm.
That's
behind
right.
Behind the Orange Curtain.
Well done, Dave.
Not
is that where the Dukes of Hazzard boys were from?
No. They were from Hazard County.
Right, okay. That's not near Orange
no.
County. Okay.
No.
Have you been to Hazard County?
I have not been to Hazard County.
I have.
I tell you what, though. I have been to the back lot where they did film a lot of Dukes of Hazzard.
And they also filmed some of Back to the Future there as well.
Yep.
On that same square.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Did they not?
No.
I thought they did.
No, you're getting Universal mixed up with Warner Brothers. I hate to be a geek about it, but you're mixing up two very important... they're two different things.
Okay, well, they're both squares.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And you know what, Dave? It doesn't even matter if he's right. You said it with conviction.
I am right. That's the thing. I'm a geek. Back to the Future Universal, so that when you do the Universal lot, the tour in LA, the square, that's the clock tower and the 88 miles an hour and all that.
Yeah.
Right? And I think Warner Brothers might be Police Academy, but I'm not sure.
I'm going to take your word for it.
That's all right. You know you'll be checking your DVDs when you go home.
Checking the DVDs, I'll be online in 10 minutes.
Having a little look at all that. Oh, okay, nice. Well, listen, you're here to talk about Heroes and lots of other things as well. How long are you in the UK for? How long are you here?
Till Wednesday morning. Right. Got out here on a red eye from New York Sunday morning.
Right.
Took a nap, went straight to the BAFTAs, grabbed the big heavy award, and then started doing the rounds.
And are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. I love the UK.
Okay.
I haven't been back here since last April. But I wish I had a little more time over here just to relax and not really work.
Tell him you're staying. Put your foot down.
I'm staying. I'm not coming home. You guys want to shoot Peter Petrelli? You can shoot him in the UK.
Exactly.
Not a bad
idea. When do you start filming again?
A week from Thursday.
All right, well, then go back a week Wednesday.
a little more preparation than just like pop on set, get the script.
You don't.
You can read the script on the plane.
Exactly. Look, the first scene will be you looking pensive. No. And
Chris, the sad part is the first scene and the last scene will be Peter looking pensive.
There you go.
I think every scene will be Peter looking
exactly.
pensive.
And you know, and there might be a sigh in there, and
a flip of the hair, which is gone.
Exactly. I don't understand what's going on. Something. Right? You make it up.
Well, we started, and he says it so often. Peter does. We started calling him Repeater because he just repeat himself all the time.
But then you must have to do certain scenes several times just because there's that forward and back thing that Heroes likes to do.
Yeah. Well, the going into the second series, and I don't know if anybody's caught it yet or
I have.
Okay. So you see the kind of back and forth.
Yeah, there's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, the timeline of it was even difficult for all of us to follow.
And then, of course, I would imagine when you're filming, you then film in a completely different order to then the way we see it. So it must be all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place.
So you must have said, first day filming for season 3 will be, and action, goodbye! Okay,
last scene,
now here we go, let's start doing it.
That must be difficult with your hair, though, I would imagine, because you have to make sure that it's the right length for continuity purposes.
Absolutely.
And suntan.
And suntan, or if you get zit.
Yeah.
What happens, you know,
I don't get zits.
Me neither.
I don't, I have very good skin.
Me too.
Yeah, nice.
A lot of water.
Do you moisturize?
I do, you have to.
I don't all the time, just occasionally, when I feel that my body needs something extra.
See, the silly part about my job, I'm actually paid to look good and keep refresh looking.
Hello.
But as far as welcome to our world. See, now my friend who's in radio in Los Angeles tells me that radio is a step above infomercials and a step below porn.
Wow.
Which I don't think is very true.
I
can tell you, every time I step into a radio studio, I just want to spend a lot of time there, and I enjoy it more than being on a film set.
We've never done porn, but I would imagine that
I have.
Dave, I could have gotten it the other way around, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'd like to be underneath porn or on top of porn. I can't work out. But either way, I have an image in my head, which is a very weird success ladder. With the different rooms.
Well, the only way is up, quite literally.
Who's your friend who's a DJ in LA? Is it Ryan Seacrest? Is it Ryan C. Lyon?
No, I spoke with Ryan on Friday. Was it Friday morning? I had a movie that came out in the States. But no, my friend works for the Tom Likas show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. His name's Dino D'Amelio.
Whoa.
Dr. Dino. Actually, you guys want to hear a whoa, he's got a full name. Dino Giuseppe Francisco Pasquale Luigi D'Amelio.
I'd never sing that in the jingle.
So you'd be like Ventimiglia and D'Amelio.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cop series.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's a movie called The Black Hole, and there was a fella in that, I think, had the same name.
Really?
Yeah. But now my movie references are getting way too surreal.
That was a different square, wasn't it?
I think if the Tom Likas show still comes from the same building, we've done our show from there.
Is that from the Rockefeller Center?
No, it's from Westwood One.
Oh, is it?
They changed Westwood One, though. They're actually now somewhere in Hollywood.
Right,
I think they're advertising, but it's...
The transmitter's in Hollywood.
It's a major studio lot, I'll just say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so then but that's where they used to do the show.
Difficult to keep track, because obviously we've done shows East and West Coast.
Man.
International.
Yeah.
See, you think your job's difficult. You should try, like, talking for a few hours a day and play records.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'd still show up wearing a suit.
Well, no, you wouldn't, trust me.
Yeah, I would.
No, if not this time of the day.
Oh, yeah, no, I do.
That's
I swear to God.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no, people look at me, they're like, why are you so dressed up? And I said, this is me. This is me on my average every day.
Do you like the suit because you feel powerful?
No, I don't feel empowered. I'm just comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, well, I couldn't do that because I've only got one suit, so I couldn't wear it every day. Because then what would happen when it had to go to the cleaners?
Well, you're not supposed to dry clean a suit every day. Every time you wear it.
Yeah.
You can actually get a couple of wears up, but you change, you know.
Oh, yeah. You
change your shirt and tie.
I would imagine you're a man with multiple suits.
Yes.
Yeah,
quite a few.
More than three?
I think we should all
come to
work.
Yes, absolutely, more than
three. More than three?
Wow. It's that money from season one kicking in. More than three suits?
Wait. I just want to make an announcement. Carrie and Dom are back.
Wow.
Oh. Hi, Milo.
Hello. I'm in your spot.
No, you stay. That's
all right. We're going to play a record before they get to come in.
All right.
Carrie, have you met and have you said hello properly?
Yeah, we said hi.
Oh, that's nice.
She's gone really red.
But see, right now I'm wondering because the layout of the studio. If I face Chris, then Carrie will see my backside.
Mm.
Well, that's true. And she's looking.
And Dominic, in fact.
How does his backside
look? Sorry, Dom.
Milo, high five. You got a cute ass.
Carrie, come onto this microphone. You're attracted to Milo. You think he's a very handsome man.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Milo, are you single? I know there are rumours about your love life flying around all over the place. Are you a single man? Are you dating?
No, I'm taken.
You're taken?
I am.
Okay. But they're not here, though, right?
No.
Different area codes and all that. And you're getting married.
I'm getting married, yeah.
So you could do with one final. Before you go.
Absolutely.
Well, listen.
Tom wouldn't mind. He wouldn't.
Tom wouldn't mind.
Understand.
What's he going to do?
Yeah.
It's Peter Petrelli.
Exactly.
He can fly.
Yeah.
For God's sake. He's met Doctor Who.
Yes, Christopher Eccleston.
That's right. Huge fan. Yeah.
Huge fan of his.
He's met, what's his name from Star Trek?
Zach Quinto?
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Sulu.
Simon Pegg?
No.
Fuck.
No, George Takei.
Oh, yeah. I have.
He was Sulu, wasn't he? Yeah.
Chris.
He does that. So, look, we're getting off the track here. The bottom line is you two could have sex. And if you want, I don't mind shutting out. You know I am the king of romance. There's an empty studio next door. play a couple of records. I don't know how long you need.
It's not booked until 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So you've got a good half an hour. There's also microphones in there, so we could keep the interview going while you're going, if you know what I mean.
One extra in that studio at 8:30, I think.
That's Alan, fine. They can hang out and
have
watch.
You disinfected the studio, Alan?
Why?
Doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. All right, well, listen, let's take a break and let's do some news and sport, and then we'll be back. This is good. I'm enjoying this.
Me too, man. I'm having a good time. Yeah.
It's like the Tom Blackie show.
It's like the who?
I don't know. Right. I can't pronounce his name. I know he is, but I don't know how you say it. All right, let me play a little advert, and then we'll do some news and sport with Dom and Carrie, and then back with Milo in a bit.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Many people are now texting in saying that if the studio offer with Milo is still going, many people want to join in. Not join in. Oh, that sounds wrong.
No, it's strictly one-on-one.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not sharing. Yeah. I don't share.
I thought it was booked by one extra.
He's not a machine.
Right. Do you feel Bill?
Oh, he is a machine. He says he is a machine. By the way, feel free, when Carrie starts reading a sport in about a minute and a half, feel free to tickle her. It's the coolest thing in the world.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but who... You get tickled by Milo, that'd be nice.
You hardly have to... Seriously, look, I mean, it's amazing.
it's proper.
Anything.
Yeah.
One finger, that's all it needs.
Hey, listen, I own Carrie, it's my show. If you want to use two fingers, three fingers, it's cool.
Yeah.
Hi.
He's placed a Hollywood hand on her shoulder.
Oh, my God, Carrie, this is sickening. This is worse than that time I dribbled over Drew Barrymore.
I know. I'm really embarrassed. I'm ashamed of myself.
Okay. Are you going to be able to read the sport again?
Yeah.
All right. Milo Ventimiglia is here. It's Peter Petrelli and Heroes. It starts Thursday, BBC Two, Season 2, 9 o'clock.
Digital. FM.
Quite laughable, actually.
Frank Lampard's back after missing the last two games to be with his mum, who's taken seriously.
Carrie, Milo's just leaning in to
I can smell him.
Whoa!
Oh, he's sitting right next to me. Stephen Gerrard's also been past fit after recovering from his neck injury. Newsbeat's with the fans, and Ian from Edgeley reckons Liverpool will be.
Do you reckon he's going to tickle you before the end of the bulletin?
I feel really
Are
tense.
You really tense?
Because I know he's going to do it.
Okay.
Ian from Edgeley reckons Liverpool will be too strong. Oh, God, he's just put a finger down my back. Oh, don't make me do that. Here's Ian from Edgeley.
Suarez and Gerrard just bless it.
That's not tickling.
Can I just say, there's something so weird. Bearing in mind that we've never met Milo before.
I know.
But we know his face from the TV. Mm-hmm. He's in a suit. He's been very cut. And all he does is he keeps just walking up and touching Carrie with one hand as if he's healing her.
Yeah.
It seems like being in some kind of weird show. Carrie.
Yes.
You can fly. Oh, thank you very much.
Yay. Off I go. In terms of boardroom squabbles, though, apparently, Liverpool and a tennis player, dubbed the worst in the world, has finally won a match. It's taken 3 years, but at the 55th time of asking...
You're okay.
He did. 21-year-old.
It's good, isn't it? You hardly have to...
Roberts, don't you?
Yeah.
Roberts.
It's like magnets, you know? You don't even need to touch it, yeah.
It's amazing.
21.
Carrie, let him touch you.
Oh. Yeah, but he's going to tickle me. 21-year-old Robert D won his first match at a Futures event in Spain. And I'm done.
Right,
I bet you are.
You're spent.
The weather's going to be fine. Oh, dear. It's going to be fine and dry today. Plenty of sunshine across the UK. Warm just about everywhere apart from the East Coast today. 8:37 now.
Well done, Carrie. Congratulations.
Thank you,
Milo. That was very good.
Thank you, Milo.
You're welcome. Seriously, Milo, nobody would know. Nobody would know. She'd keep it very quiet.
Mm. Nobody but the people.
No one would know.
Nope.
Open mic cancel.
Oh, my God, I slept with Milo last night! She ran through the streets of London. Me! He touched me!
Your first dance with Tom could be the theme to hear.
Do you know what, though? Nobody would believe her, so it'd be great. You get away with it.
Yeah. I'd wear a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I slept with Peter Petrelli and all I got was a stupid T-shirt.
Exactly.
Well, Yeah.
However, it was the best 10 seconds of my life.
Oh. 30 seconds of heaven.
Wow. Somebody texted in, we haven't referred to this yet, and I feel as though we should, for fans of Heroes. I know a lot of people love the show, but a few people texted in going, hang on a second, am I not right in thinking that Peter Petrelli blew up on the last episode of season one? Surely this is now a huge giveaway to the fact that he's maybe not dead.
Well, last time we were out here last year, before we even started the second series, everybody had that same question, and really we just kept saying, well, we're just here to promote the DVD.
Sure.
So I guess we're just here to support...
No, he's not dead. There you go. I'm hardly giving anything away, really, and they cover it very quickly, and in fact they cover it as quickly as that.
Yeah, we'll just say Peter's kind of lost himself.
Right.
He's lost himself.
It is the funniest thing. If you're a fan of Heroes, now I don't know how this works in America, but over here, we're very close to Ireland, obviously. It's next door.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who live in the UK, England, are Irish. I myself have Irish parents. And I've got to say, I think, without giving too much away, I think that the actors in the Irish scenes, I don't think they're really Irish.
Really?
That is correct.
Wow.
Yep. And I've never been to acting school. But it's just a... Hello there! What be this thing here lying on the floor? I'm like that. I think they're American.
One is British.
Really?
One is American, but is Irish of heritage, but grew up, I think, for a year or two in Ireland.
No, they never did.
Well,
if they did, they grew up with an American family. The accents, I don't know if you've ever seen Blown Away with Tommy Lee Jones. It is the worst Irish accent in the history of films. I'm mentioning lots of movies today. I'm not normally this kind of geeky, but... Mm.
What you really can do is bust Carrie's chops and tell her when Peter first shows up.
I'm not going to bust her chops. I'm going to leave her chop busting to yourself.
You can
Milo.
Bust her chops later, Milo.
Okay.
All right, Dave.
And also, as well, a few people texted in and said in your new film Pathology.
Yes,
is that your bum?
Yes, it is.
There you go.
New film Pathology.
Yes,
your bum.
My bum.
Excellent.
On a big screen.
I'm there.
Let's Google it.
That's all the trailers are in the UK for that. It just goes Peter Petrelli's bum.
Excellent.
That's it. Not even your real name. There's no clips of the movie. Just people rush to see it.
Yeah.
It's a couple of times, too.
Really?
Throughout the film, yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Excellent.
I say as I stare at Carrie.
I'll be there.
As you look into Milo's eyes, are you thinking of his naked bottom?
Yes, I am.
This is so weird, because normally I would do the flirting with a guest, but now I feel like a pimp. See what I mean?
I feel as though we're intruding on something now.
And, by the way, Milo's other woman, his British bit of skirt, Joe Wiley.
Yeah, I just noticed her on the monitor next door.
Now, she's arrived. Look at her pretending not to be listening. Do you see that there? I'm not gonna look. And then she just did a...
There she is.
Are you talking about me? By the way, Milo, I'd just like to say, Joe is in this early every day. Look at that!
Yeah.
She likes to get an hour and a half before the show.
She normally rolls in... Yeah, she normally rolls in about in an hour's time, drunk from the night before.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got to be honest.
Twice a week, she's saying.
Stinking of booze, you know. Clothes all kind of stinky and ripped, but now look at that vision.
Mm. Fresh, refreshed.
Absolutely.
Mm. I'm actually curious. I want to see the heels.
The heels? Joe's heels?
Yes. Just you could, Joe, take one off and just like hold it up to the camera. Okay, we'll do it later. We'll do it later.
She said, oh, wow.
Okay. Because I wore a very nice suit for you.
Whoa, dude. Hey. I thought the suit was for me. You bitch.
My pocket square was for you.
Right, okay.
There you go.
How quickly you turn.
Milo, you've been voted the third sexiest vegetarian.
Is that, I got a question, is that like winning at Rochambeau?
No, I've just done I did a search on Milo and Carrie, but nothing came up.
Okay.
But Milo, third sexiest vegetarian on June the 22.
Who were the top two?
Let me have a look.
Hitler and Bin Laden, very famous vegetarians.
Yeah, well done. Oh,
are you vegetarian?
Yeah, my whole life, in the womb and everything.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, I didn't have a choice.
Wow.
Okay. Are you vegetarian?
I am now.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
I thought you enjoyed meat.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Did you? Who was second and first?
He won't let me. I think the vegetarian list has crashed my computer a little bit.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, let's play another record and then come back with it. And if you have any questions about Heroes or anything you want to ask Milo, 81199 is a text. Text in. Personally, I'd like to know about Milo, Joe Wiley, and her heels. Mm. Have you worn Joe Wiley's heels?
I haven't worn them. No. Right. Last August when I was here, she had a very nice pair of Christian Louboutins, and I knew the shoe, and I was like, those are beautiful. And
right.
She kind of blushed, and she's gone now. She's disappeared.
Yeah.
She's gone the toilet.
Yeah. She's gone to buy some new heels. Because she's probably got her, like, a Converse on. She's like, I need heels! I need heels! All right, well, let's play a couple of records. Oh, one record right now, and then we'll come back with more of Milo. It's 8:44. This is the Wombats of Radio 1. Gold crap. Going to be playing the big weekend in Maidstone. How are you going to miss it, Milo?
Yeah, no, I was just looking at the lineup. Pretty impressive lineup.
It's good, isn't it?
Madonna's playing. Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah. She's a friend of Joe Wiley's as well, Madonna. She knows everybody.
Joe does.
Yeah. Oh, Joe does, yeah. She loves your look. And she's listening to every word we
say. Pretending she's not.
Yep, just press some buttons here and shuffle some papers around. Joe! Joe! All right, maybe she's not listening. Oh, maybe she is. No, she's not. Oh, okay, there she is. When you were on Joe Wiley's show,
yes.
Milo Ventimiglia, did you feel that Joe flirted with you in any way, shape, or
form? I thought we had a friendly conversation.
Mm. Right, okay.
Completely professional.
I get the feeling
as we stared at each other.
I get the feeling that Milo is a big flirt, Dave.
I'm getting that impression.
Do you know what he is? He's like me, but just slightly better looking and a little bit thinner.
Yeah, he's a bit trimmer than you are.
Just a little bit. That's it. We could be brothers.
It appears that you're a man who is generous with his flirting affections. And I don't mean that for me personally, but I can see the effect that you have on ladies.
No? He's nodding, but he's not saying anything. There's your brother.
Oh.
Just arrived.
That's right, there's Adrian.
Not your real brother, obviously.
No, but he kind of has adopted that. He truly has, yeah.
See, if in the show he's your brother, I could be your brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Easy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But obviously younger brother. But,
yes.
You mentioned earlier on the air about you are dating.
Yes.
Now, do we know who you're dating? Do you talk about that or not? We know about the rumours about who you're dating, but I don't know if that's true.
I think it's pretty safe to assume
Are you dating an actress?
Yes.
Is she very successful?
Yes.
Is she in a hit TV series?
Yes.
Does it go around the world?
It does.
Wow. That is amazing.
You're an amazing interview.
Gillian Anderson from The X-Files. That's who's going out with. He goes out with David Duchovny.
I was actually thinking more Bonnie Hunt.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
which is what I'm wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, I've met your lady.
Yes, you have. Last time we were in the UK in August.
I hate to say it, she was flirting with me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Quite badly.
That's fine. Yeah. It's okay.
So,
but given that you and I are brothers,
yeah,
you know, it's fine. It's only natural that she would do something like that. It's okay.
The woman's only human. Mm. You know, she's got needs.
Absolutely. And I've told her, I said, listen, you're going to be attracted to other people.
Sure.
You know, it's okay to be attracted. Just understand who you're with.
But listen, I was a gentleman. I was a proper, you know, gent. You know,
Thank you.
I said no 3 times before we went back to the hotel.
That's fine.
So. That was that. I'm only joking. It was twice before
twice?
We went back to
okay.
the hotel. Yeah. Right. Let me ask some.
As I said, she let you off light.
Yeah. Let me ask some serious questions because all the Heroes fans will go nuts if I don't. Right.
Yes.
So, the finale of season one is Peter Petrelli explodes in an uncontrolled nuclear detonation.
Mm-hmm. Or does he?
Above the streets of New York City.
Or does he?
Or does he? No, he doesn't. He survives. And you'll be able to see how Thursday night, 9 p.m. on BBC Two. And the new the season two is shorter because of the writer's strike and all
Correct.
That. So it's only how many? Is it
11
eight?
Episodes.
Is it 11?
It's 11, yeah. Right. We got through 11.
I've seen it. There is, you'll be pleased to hear, there's more of Sulu from Star Trek.
Yes.
More of George Takei. He's in there. Nah. And he does all that speaking in the, you know, that other language and stuff. It's crazy,
yeah.
isn't it? All right, so that's
wild
good.
Language called Japanese.
That's it. That's crazy.
Crazy language.
Apparently, there are millions of people who speak
yeah.
it.
Millions.
I know. Crazy, isn't it? Milo's new film, Pathology, is out in cinemas nationwide now, where you can see his bottom several times.
Yes, you can. 35 feet tall.
Wow.
It's bigger than yours.
Yeah.
I think we've already discussed this on the end of the day, all right? And according to Allard, the gay, I have a better bottom than you.
Well, apparently so. In a lineup of man bottoms.
He played Rocky's son in Rocky Balboa.
Correct.
He has also starred in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
My very first paying gig.
And Sabrina the Teenage Witch, who, by the way, recently became a mother.
A mother, yeah. 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 That's right. I think I may have seen a picture or heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked fat. But lovely.
She was a nice girl when I was on the show, but then again, I had two lines, and right. That was kind of roughly it, so...
Do you remember what your lines were on Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
I don't remember on Sabrina.
But you do on The Fresh Prince.
I do on The Fresh Prince.
What?
It was epic. I'll set the scene.
Now,
so,
this is a story all about how my life...
Right, okay. Flip turned upside down. Yeah. So Ashley, the daughter, is having a party because her parents are away.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, she looks up to the staircase and sees me walking down with a girl on my arm.
Wow.
And she runs over and says, "What are you doing? You're not allowed upstairs." And I say, "Relax, Ash. We're just taking a little tour." And I laugh maniacally and I walk off.
You laugh like George Takei.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and, you know, who'd have thought that you'd have been successful after that acting?
I know. Who would have thought? That was probably one of my better performances, like my early commercial work.
So Thursday night at 9 o'clock, BBC Two, is the start of season 2 of Heroes, and the third series of Heroes starts filming a week on Thursday.
Week Thursday. Oh, yeah.
That's it. Have we plugged everything? Yeah. Do you get money off the DVDs and all that?
I believe we do. There's some kind of right. contractual obligation.
If you haven't seen the DVDs, why not go out and buy season 1 on DVD now and catch up?
Buy 2.
Buy one for a friend.
Buy 4.
Exactly.
Merry Christmas.
And he's a massive fan of The Clash.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. He also has 2 older sisters. But we could, you know, just to go... And he's the 3rd most popular vegetarian in the world.
But we don't know who the first 2 are yet.
I told you, seriously. It's Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Have you decided who you're going to vote for?
Not just yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should run.
Well, I could run. Well, no, not for president. I'm only 30.
Oh, okay.
So how old do you have to be to
35.
Run? Oh, do you? 35.
Do you really?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, have to be 35.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
We got 10 years ago.
The tough part is, though, seeing...
I've got 11 years ago.
I thought it was less.
No.
Okay.
24. Right.
Seeing two great candidates that are at different sides of one party, and, you know, it's splitting the party up.
We have some good morning jingles, which we should play at this point.
Good morning, Hillary Clinton. Good morning, Barack Obama.
Do we have a John McCain one?
No. No. In fact,
we should do in the interest
good
of
good morning, Joe Wiley.
That's it.
Mm.
Good morning, Boutros Ghali.
No. If he runs, then he's got his own jingle. Right. Now, here's the big question, Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes, Chris.
Ventimiglia. Sorry, I beg your pardon. I didn't say it right. Would you like to do our celebrity lap?
Yes, I'm going to try and win. I'm actually going to try and go for top time.
Okay, Joe Wiley has a good time on the celebrity lap. Joe is very competitive. I don't know if you know.
She was 20.67 seconds?
She was, jeez, I didn't know that. 21.32.
I know everything, Joe Wiley.
Yeah, you do.
I try not to give away too much.
Maybe a little cheerleader may be worried when you go away on these publicity trips. She's sitting at home there now going, "I'm missing my boy," and here you are going, yes.
No, I had a very nice chat with her this morning before I came over.
Don't do that.
What?
It's the middle of the night there, isn't it?
No. It was the end of the night for her, beginning of the morning for me.
Listen, next time you have to do one of these trips, I don't mind going over and just making sure she's okay. You know, making sure she's got milk and bread and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't mind.
No. I'll just remind you that this desk in between us is a very short distance from me to you.
That's what... What, do you want to kiss me? I don't understand. Where are we going with this?
I was going to have you pass on a message.
Right, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You can trust me. I'm a gentleman.
Absolutely.
Look at him. Flirting all over our women. Huh? Typical American. It's just like during the war.
Just dripping.
Coming over here with his nylons.
Absolutely.
Like John Wayne.
Overpainting over here.
All right, okay. Well, look, what do you want to do? Do you want to... do we need to get him strapped up and wrapped up and ready for...
I'm going to take my coat off for this.
All right, so do you want to do Tedious Link and then we'll do...
Yeah, let's do
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. Dave, you ready for that?
Yeah, ready.
All righty. Very loose today, isn't it?
Mm.
Hey, look, the jacket is off, by the way.
The jacket is off. The tie's getting tucked in.
Look at that. The tie gets tucked in. He's taking it seriously.
You don't want to get the tie caught on anything.
You watch. He'll be taking his Christian Louboutins off as well for the run. Right, see this link. How do you get today's track from yesterday? So Charlotte is the only one I know.
Clash, which links us cleverly to The Clash, Milo's favourite, and London Calling.
See what we've done there?
I was actually listening to that, and as Chris is being big on trivia, do you know where posh came from? The actual term posh.
Posh? It's Portsmouth.
Port, out, starboard, home.
Dave, look at that. Beat Chris in useless trivia. It's okay.
All right, okay, fine. London Calling by The Clash, I believe, was written, if you come out of here and go down the West Way,
uh-huh,
and if you look at to the tower blocks on the right,
uh-huh,
your man from The Clash lived in one of them, then that's what it's written
really
in there.
Very cool. As he gives me the American version, the bird.
Not shall
the
we?
Not the two fingers.
Yeah.
I like it, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're American, you get the bird.
Shall we?
Go.
Every last second of The Clash there, and that's London Calling, right here on the Milo Ventimiglia show, here on Heroes FM, where we're here to save you from...
them.
Crap.
Commercial radio.
Yeah, that'll do. We've just been having a very odd conversation about binning phone calls.
Yep.
When somebody rings you and you don't want to speak to them, but you have to answer the call because you've ignored them a few times.
See, typically I'll just let the ignore go and right. I don't call people back. But if it's an unlisted number, which my parents have an unlisted number, or sometimes if an international call comes in and I don't know who it is, but it could be my parents or someone important, I'll pick it up in a rush, just hello.
Yeah.
And then when I realize I recognize the voices, oh, hey.
And they always go, what's wrong?
No. Typically, the people that are calling, they know.
Okay.
But otherwise, if it's one that I don't want to talk to, I can say, listen, I got to call you back. Very serious.
If my girlfriend calls me from work and its private number comes up on the phone, I'll go, hello. And she'll go, it's me. Oh, hiya. You're all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then sometimes they go, is that Chris Miles? And you go, no.
I've done that before.
I say, yes.
I had a stalker in upstate New York that had my phone number.
Right.
My cell phone, my home phone. Mm-hmm. And she ultimately called. And she would just call and leave these weird messages, very breathy, very...
But for you.
For me, right. For me. And one day I saw this and I'm thinking, you know, I need to try and get rid of this person. So when she called, I picked it up. And she's like, hello? I'm like, hello? Is Milo there?
So this is on your cell phone.
This is on my cell phone.
Right, is he there? No, he's not.
And I said, no, I'm sorry. And she said, who's this? And I said, this is James. Can I help you? She said, okay. I said, oh, I think you have the wrong number. Bye. Hung up.
And you've never spoken to Carrie since until today?
Not until today.
Wow.
Until I realized.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know. I thought I heard something in the voice. Mm.
She always puts upstate New York, doesn't she?
Yeah, right, is Rochester.
Mm. My phone went one day, and I'd be listening, and there was a girl who used to work here, and she said, people ring you, and they go, you answer the phone, they put the phone down. They obviously know it's you, but then they put the phone down, so why not just speak? So my phone rang that day, and it was some kids messing around. They got hold of my number, and they went, is Tommy there, please? And I went, no, it's not. Is that Tommy? And I went, no. And then, is it Tommy? And I went, no, it's Chris Moyles. And they went, hi. I went, hi, who are you? My name is George. I said, look, you've rung me, I've answered, you're talking to me, you may as well talk to me properly. Who are you? Martin. And what can I do for you? I don't know. You just ring and see if it's me.
Yeah.
All right, well, look, it is me. Just do me a favour. Don't give the number to anyone, but, you know, but yeah, and have a good day. All right, thanks, sorry.
That's great. I gotta try and employ that one.
I know. But while I was doing that, they robbed my house.
Mm.
So
oh, they did.
You've got to be very careful.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, The Clash, London Calling, Seamless Link?
Seamless Link, yes.
Lovely, all right, let's move on. We're flying through this. We were just rambling. Although Joe Wiley's back to listening now to the show again, I think.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hi. She is.
So you've done, what, behind Peter Petrelli's back, you've been interviewing his, you know, or can I say what you've been doing or not? Oh, yeah, we can't lie anymore. So Joe's just been interviewing Peter Petrelli's brother.
Yeah, she's been talking to Adrian.
Is he still not running, is he? Is he up for re-election? Is that what it is? Is that what he's running?
No. I
don't worry about it.
Okay. I got lost. Yeah. It went right over my head. I think I may have got hung up on the headphones.
That'll be editorial policy.
Okay. Chris. I'm kind of doing a link. I'll have to call you back. Thanks, mate. All right, there you go.
That was genius, or you could have picked it up. This is Chris Moyles.
No, but you know what? I thought it was somebody ringing my phone, but actually, their name came up.
What if it was Martin?
It wasn't. It was Kelly.
Oh, okay. If it was Martin, that would have been hilarious.
Have you ever heard of the band called the Stereophonics?
Yes.
All right.
Very cool.
Are you bloody listening to your show now, isn't it? I rang you and I heard the phone ring. Yeah, okay, great.
You can't tell a lie.
Isn't it amazing how it works, isn't it? I'm at home listening. I ring you, I hear the phone coming out of my radio. Kind of busy. I know, bye.
What do you mean you haven't met in chat?
What?
Huh?
What?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, good. Right, so it's time. Let's do this. So you can do the lap. I can now move you onto the other microphone.
Onto the other microphone.
So we can still hear you.
All right.
Do you like that?
But I can't necessarily hear myself.
Yeah, you can, just through your ears.
Yes.
And be careful, because for this lap, we can hear you all the way around. So yeah. If you should slip and feel the need to let out an obscenity, that would be bad.
I'll try not to.
They call it cussing.
Cussing.
Yeah. Please don't slip.
But we call it swearing.
I'll just throw the bird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or stick the finger up, as we would say. Oh, that came out wrong again.
Yeah. Throw the bird.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that.
Let's
move
on.
9 o'clock, BBC Two. Right. And just let me just get.
Let's say it's first right. So through that door, live lap.
Yes,
Milo
right
is about to do the celebrity lap. Let me just get the music out. Okay.
Joe Wiley to the grandstand. Joe Wiley to the grandstand.
All right. Okay.
Joe Wiley, she knows that I'm going for her time, so I think she's going to, like, roadblock me.
She'll be ready for you.
Clothesline me.
No, yeah, she'll be there. Right, you ready? Mm.
Yep.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go! Milo Ventimiglia is doing the slap. Oh, my God, that's quick.
Hi, baby. How are you? I'm in
trouble. Joe Wiley better not be wrestling him to the ground.
Love you, too.
Oh, wow. This is a very quick time. Here he comes. Stand by, everybody. Ah, stop the clock!
How do we do?
Time. Wow. Okay.
What was it?
The two doors slowed you down.
Yes.
Yeah, the two doors. Okay. So just, all right. Now, did Joe Wiley try and block you?
She didn't try and block me.
Right, okay.
Kiss you.
Was she like a polar bear left-handed?
Yep.
Right, okay. Nice back reference.
I do, I was listening.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, no choice. We had you here for about 40 minutes before the interview started.
Something like that, right?
Okay, so, well done. Sharon Osbourne, you're faster than her.
Great.
Let me try and think of some names you may be
faster
aware
than
of.
Sean Maguire.
I'll get to Sean Maguire. Mark Ronson, are you aware of Mark Ronson, the musician? We'll give you his album when you leave. It's good, you'll like it. Anyway, you're faster than him. Kelly Osbourne, you're faster than her. You're also faster than me.
That fast?
Yeah, man! Okay, so Joe Wiley, on her second attempt, by the way, because she got two goes at it, Joe Wiley scored a time of 21.32 seconds. And I can tell you, Milo Ventimiglia.
Vento whatever. Vento whatever's a good one.
Milo Vento whatever.
Vento whatever.
So 21.32 for Joe Wiley. Your score is 21.23. You're faster than Joe Wiley. Let's not get carried away. All we've really said is he's faster than a girl. Sean Maguire was...
He was way ahead of me.
Sean Maguire has a little star next to his time, and I don't know why, but he was 20.85, so half a second.
Damn.
But then he didn't have to say that to Joe Wiley halfway round because Joe didn't care about him, so she didn't bother coming in earlier.
Exactly. Yeah. Not like a polar bear.
But Peter Jones off American Inventor, and over here, Dragon's Den, he's faster than that. Anyway, all good. Well done, thank you very much.
Of course.
So you don't get that on the Tom like it.
No, we don't.
There ain't no running around on that show. It's all staying still and sitting down. Oh, no,
we're standing up.
Sorry.
Standing up.
Sorry. Season 2, or Series 2, starts on BBC 2, Thursday night, 9 o'clock. Find out what happens to Peter Petrelli after he explodes Or does
or
he?
Does he?
I don't want to give away too much, but basically, Pam wakes up in bed and Bobby Ewing is in the shower with Peter Pacelli.
Yeah.
And it's all been a big and gay a, dream.
And a polar bear.
Yeah.
Washing himself left-handed.
Or oddly, is right-handed.
And again, I don't want to give too much away, but in this season, they finally get off the island. So it's very, very exciting. Good luck with everything. Good luck with the season three.
I appreciate you guys having me in today.
And the movie where you show your bum in pathology.
Pathology.
And give my love to my ex-girlfriend,
I will.
Hayden. And
thanks for letting me have her.
You're more than welcome. That's a nice car, though. I think it was a fair swap. You know, I mean, it's proper. That's like a classic.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
A 1978. And enjoy your time in London while you're here.
I'm like, wait, no, it's an 89.
Was it an 89?
Yes.
Well, you've had some work done on it, because the side panelling is definitely...
Well, I'm a 77.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
Even I don't know what we're talking about. Dave, do you want to do the quickest in and out of ramble we've ever done?
Do you want to?
Yeah, I think we should.
Right, here we go.
Milo, don't get freaked out by this.
Okay.
Milo Ventimiglia, by the way, thank you very much. God love you.
Happy to be here.
Joe, he'll be coming your way in a minute.
Tramp.
It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave's going to say...